Bible as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Heavenly Father, and we tremble, Heavenly Father, out of reverence and obedience to you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, and we thank you for yet another opportunity to share a word under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. A word of hope, a word of commitment, a word of dedication to you. And as we search out and seek out those things, Heavenly Father, that would be pleasing in your sight, we thank you, Father, for those who came to hear a word of life sustaining, empowering, and a life of hope. A word, Heavenly Father, that will draw us closer to you, that we would do those things that would edify you and glorify the King. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, to the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, and those that are listening by radio, and those that are on the internet at home because of this coronavirus, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from a familiar passage of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. Verses 1 through 6, the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 6, where we find these words which are recorded. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. You may be seated. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to use for a topic, all I want is you, Lord.
Amen.
All I want is you, Lord. It sounds like somebody has heavenly music going up to the Lord. Amen. All I want is you, Lord. The story of David is a story of great strength and great weakness. The story of David is a story of great moral character and great moral flaws. A story of dancing before the Lord and a story of hiding from the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
David's story in our story as believers. Our desire is to want to walk with God.
That's right. That's right. Right.
We want to please God. We want to be passionate for God. But our brokenness and selfishness and our willful disobedience takes us down a path of great pain and sometimes great distance from God. As religious-minded as we sometimes can be, there are sometimes we are at a complete distance from God. We say, but I'm a religious person, but religion has never got you salvation. Your salvation is personal. And being personal, have to align ourselves up with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if you know the story of David, you know he came from humble beginnings. Many of us came from humble beginnings. None of us are rich. Humble beginnings simply say that it's modest. And because of that, we see David here is described in the Hebrew Bible as the third king of the United Kingdom of Israel and Judah. In the biblical narrative, David, we are told, is a young shepherd who gained fame first as a musician and later by killing the enemy Goliath. David became a favorite of King Saul and a close friend of Saul's son, Jonathan. Worried that David is trying to take his throne, Saul turned on David. Isn't it amazing how sometimes we can find favor in areas and sometimes there is opposition lurking around the corner? We are told, according to the historical text, that after Saul, by his own hand, and Jonathan are killed in battle, David is anointed as king. David conquers Jerusalem, taking the Ark of the Covenant into the city and establishing the kingdom founded by Saul. In the 23rd Psalm, David, as he reflects back over all the provision which God had established for him, he sees what God had established, affirmed, and declared for him to have. David, this is yours. Possess it. Conquer it. Conquer it in a sense of ownership. There are times that God gives us the authority to conquer, to have control, to mediate on his part so that he can get a point, a personal contact to reach out to his people, so that they can have a unique and a personal relationship and a unique and a personal experience with him. How many have touched and been in touch with the Lord? How many this morning got up and said, Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for yet another opportunity to be alive. I thank you for the many blessings you bestowed upon me. I thank you for my job. Most of all, Lord, thank you for my health and my strength, because we are living in a difficult time where there are a lot of people who cannot be here because of this coronavirus.
That's right.
And the Lord is blessing us in spite of the fact that there are so many obstacles out there. Do you realize you are blessed because the virus has hit us? Look at that man who walked around foolishly. We've been praying for him, but I still does not hear empathy. I still doesn't see compassion. And yet there are an obstacle just centered around him that still will not put the mask I think I shared last week that as we, I thought about this worship experience, Darrell, because it was important to me that God revealed things to me, and I tried to find out why you're singing this. And I said, have you looked at the congregation and you see all the masks that are over their mom? Yeah. And he said, I want you to look at the 150th Psalm about that everything that have prayer, praise the Lord.
Yes.
He said, the enemy has an obstacle. He's trying to block us from our worship and our praise.
Yeah.
But I began to look farther, Sister Cotton, because not only is the enemy trying to block us from our worship and our praise, he's trying to block us from coming to worship service.
That's right, that's right.
I have shared over and over again, it is very, do you know why there are less people in the church? Have nothing to do with the virus. That's part of the equation. But the enemy is blocking the worship experience because his desire is for us to stop attending church.
That's right, that's right.
And I say the easier it is, because we're more carnal than spiritual, it is easy for us to stay away than to come in.
Oh, yes.
Do you know how long it took you to say, Lord, I'm surrendering to you and I'm going to be at church every Sunday? Think back over it. Yeah. We just didn't come to church immediately. I know I didn't. Yeah. But when I got the point, the message, and being born again, spiritually being born again, I was in church from that point on.
Yes, yes.
But if you allow us to stay away from church, even those who say they are spiritual will find an excuse not to be here.
That's right, that's right.
Well,
say that word,
there are some things that are going on that I've got this. Well, we all got high blood pressure. We all have, some of us, diabetes. We all have, you know, things that are going on in our body, respiratory problem. It's just hereditary. But God says, I will protect you by putting my mark on you.
Yes, that's right.
I've been in places, and I know I'm deviating from my message, so Samantha is going to get me for that. I'm on a time restriction. There are times that I've been in places where I know the virus should have been. And I know that it was dangerous to go there. And every time I got ready to go see somebody in the hospital, I was hindered because the day I was supposed to go, I waited, and the next day, they stopped me from going. And the Lord has a way of protecting us.
That's right.
And providing
That's right.
for us.
That's right.
Let me get back to my point. David said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How often have you acknowledged the worth of a shepherd? Not just your personal shepherd, but all pastors and all shepherds. In the Old Testament, when God was establishing his tabernacle or his temple, he required the descendants of Aaron to become the priesthood or priests, to function in an official capacity within the temple. The priest was responsible for carrying out the education, blessings, performing sacrifices, and exercising judgment according to the Ten Commandments or the Mosaic Laws.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Concerned citizen and candidate for District Judge Division F, David Michael Williams, believes in real justice.
That means being fair and equal regardless of a person's race, religion, nationality, or culture. Treating everybody the same and with respect and dignity.
Real experience.
Ask your attorneys that you trust. How important is it for your judge to have jury trial experience?
and real solutions.
We want to find sincere alternatives to incarceration, especially for people who are addicts, who have mental disabilities, and people who are veterans.